We're heading to Newport. From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. This weekend, NPR Music will be webcasting video of dozens of concerts from the Newport Folk Festival. You'll be able to see it on our website and the NPR Music app. We'll be streaming the shows online and on the air with our partners WFUV, Folk Alley, MVY Radio, and WUMB. We begin Friday night with full sets from Wilco, Blitzen Trapper, and Megaphon. Then all day on Saturday and Sunday, you can hear more shows from Alabama Shakes, Sharon Van Etten, Trampled by Turtles, Connor Oberst, The Head and the Heart, The Tallest Man on Earth, Tune Yards, My Morning Jacket, and so much more. This year, the focus at Newport is the 100th birthday of folk legend Woody Guthrie. Members of the Guthrie family will be performing at the festival, and you can bet on seeing some surprising collaborations on several stages. Joining us to talk about the Newport Folk Festival 2012 is Jay Sweet. Jay is the producer of the festival, meaning he's the guy who helps pick the artists and with his wonderful team make it all happen. Jay's been thinking a lot about how to bring the spirit of Woody Guthrie to this year's Newport Folk Festival.
This weekend we all wear t-shirts, What Would Woody Do? It's kind of our salvo to make sure that we're doing things the right way. As you know, if we ever get in a pickle, how would you handle it? How would Woody handle it? You know, and it's usually with grace, charm, humanity. And I think that so many of these artists are disciples of the Woody ethos. We have Tom Morello and Joel Raphael and all these masters, these direct disciples of what Woody was all about. And then you have something like New Multitudes, which is basically a Woody Guthrie supergroup, if you will, having Jay Farrar of Sunvolt, Will Johnson, Anders Parker, and, of course, our old friend Yim Yames, doing a thing called New Multitudes, which is taken from a Woody Guthrie lyrics, you know, where they went in and Nora Guthrie allowed these guys to come into the Guthrie kind of family vault and pick up some lyrics and create songs out of them. And that album came out this year. And it was, you know, it really, to me, kind of exemplified everything we do at Newport, which you know, Bob, about collaboration and stuff like that. So we're really excited that it's kind of their only stop this summer is at Newport, which makes a whole lot of sense when you're celebrating Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday.
You want to play Talkin' Empty Bed Blues, and Jim James and Jay Farrar are singing on this, right?
So
all
great.
Right, let's do it.
This empty bed of mine is my worst curse. It hurts you.
New Multitudes, sort of Woody Guthrie supergroup. What is Woody Guthrie's history at Newport? Zero?
Woody Guthrie's history with Newport is relatively zero, other than, you know, being
the spark and the
spark
seed,
that Seeger to Dylan to, yeah, you know, everything. If you look at the camps that kind of started off with, obviously, with Pete Seeger and then with Dylan, and you kind of that's where the atoms split, right?
Yeah.
Not literally with an axe, but where that split and those roads went down in the kind of peak way, and then it went down the Dylan and then Dylan electric way, are kind of what I see as the two big paths where Woody split and where our festival has basically been in between that spectrum ever since.
You have some musicians who were really important in the 1960s and 70s, to especially the 70s. I'm thinking of Jackson Browne. You don't connect those two, the Woody and the Jackson Browne, but you're going to do that, right?
Well, absolutely. Jackson Browne is another person who, with Rob Wasserman, has come up, and he's done some Woody covers of late, too. He's got a couple of new tracks that he made in the last year. I don't know if you saw it, but Jackson Browne with some very special guests were at Occupy Wall Street.
Thinking Dawes?
I am thinking Dawes, yes.
How about if we play a little bit of Dawes?
What's amazing to me about Dawes is having them be this baby band that blew everyone away their first year, now coming on 3 years ago, and to now be with them as they take the main stage or the fourth stage for the first time is going to be, I think, a pretty epic set.
And I hear a connection between them and Jackson Browne in that West Coast country-ish sound.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a direct line, and they have played with each other quite a bit in the last 12 months, so that line will be more direct at Newport than anywhere else.
We'll see him on the same stage. Let's play a little If I Wanted Someone is a song I was going to play. Is that good for you?
That's great. Oh, right. Of course.
You know, we'd be remiss to talk about Woody Guthrie and not to play any Wilco, right? I mean, you're doing something special this year. You've sold out the Saturday and Sunday, which is absolutely wonderful, and that better and better every year, right? So that's a great
thing. 3.5 months in advance this year took us a little bit by surprise. The best thing is we actually knew we had this little ace up our sleeve with the chance to, of course, host Wilco on Friday night with Blitz and Trapper and Megaphone. You know, that really came about because the Wilco gang took a break from their own festival, which is coming back next year, and they were looking for something fun to do in place of that. What's more fun than coming to Newport Folk and just adding this special kind of cherry on top? And
especially because it's so Woody Guthrie centric, and
exactly.
they've immersed themselves in that collection.
And not to the, you know, and it also once again, you know, goes to Wilco was somewhat of a baby band at Newport Folk years ago. And now here they are kind of headlining their own kind of a special show on the Friday night. It was kind of a welcome back into the family type of thing. And it was one of those really great things that just happens with Newport. It was perfect timing for them, perfect timing for us. And we got to throw this announcement out, a month after the rest of the festival was gone to say, hey, you know, oh, just in case, we also have Wilco. And then everything, you know, all hell broke loose.
That's fantastic. How about if we play something that's Woody Guthrie lyrics? you can't not dig into the Mermaid Avenue.
Airline to Heaven. What do we got?
I was thinking of playing the Jolly Banker. It just seemed right.
Well, and this seems perfect for this.
I hope they do this. I'm doing this to maybe inspire a little bit of the Jolly Banker Friday night at the Wilco Show, which we'll be webcasting in video and everything. So stay tuned.
Tom Cranker, and I'm a jolly banker. I'm a jolly banker, jolly banker am I. I safeguard the farmers and widows and orphans, singing I'm a jolly banker am I. When dust storms are sailing and crops they are failing, I'm a jolly banker am I. Check up your shortage and bring down your mortgage, singing I'm a jolly banker am I. When money you're needing and mouths you are feeding, I'm a jolly banker am I. I plaster your home with their furniture alone, singing I'm a jolly banker am I. Show me you need it, I'll let you have credit. I'm a jolly banker am I. Just bring me back two for the one I lend you, singing I'm a jolly banker am I. When your car you're losing.
There's going to be a lot of sing-along and...
Yeah, I think talk about fairly apt
really
for
is.
A year to have Wilco come and help us celebrate Woody Guthrie. That's one can only hope we'll hear that song.
Yeah. Now, the Newport Folk is, in one sense, the spirit of Woody Guthrie and so much more, because you wind up with R&B. Someone I'm really looking forward to seeing is Charles Bradley, right?
Yeah. You and I were speaking about Charles at South by Southwest this year, and you know, I don't know if you've seen the movie, but it was so powerful to me. And then the greatest thing happened. I ran into Charles at Bonnaroo backstage this year, and he kissed me on my head. God bless you, Jay, for bringing me to one of my dreams in the world, you know, playing Newport Folk. Can't believe I'm getting to do it. And I started to get moved, and, you know, I'm a jaded guy. So he's a pretty powerful man.
And a few artists who are connected to documentaries, and Charles Bradley's one of them. He's an R&B artist who's been, for so much of his life, playing music, often James Brown impersonations, and has found his own way at the age of what? In his early 60s?
Oh, 60s, yeah. And like I was telling people, I've been telling people, you know, everybody who listen, bring your fire extinguishers, because he's going to light that place up. I can't wait to see the crowd react to him. A lot of people don't know him very well, but... it's going to be like going to church on Sunday when he takes the main stage.
Well,
it's
surreal. You said flames, and let's play The World is Going Up in Flames for Mr. Bradley just a little bit. How about it?
Love it.
Nobody
So sweet, man. So sweet.
Yeah. Like I said, wear the flame retardant suits. if you're anywhere near that stage at that time on Sunday, watch out.
And there's another artist that's there that I don't know that we'll be webcasting, but we'll do something with him in the future. There's a number of stages you have, and we're not accessing every stage because, well, then you'd only see like 12 minutes of every performance.
That's right.
So we got to make some choices. His name's Rodriguez.
I think this documentary is going to blow a lot of people away. Its big release date is this Friday. And I think once word spreads about this, people are going to be blown away. You know, again, a fellow who made a couple of albums back in the 60s and was really going to be hailed as the Detroit Dylan and, you know, really powerful stuff. And he basically, they didn't sell two copies in the States, but one was kind of smuggled into South Africa at a time when South Africa was basically extremely shut off, media-wise, isolated, controlled, apartheid. His album, Cold Fact, became basically bigger than Elvis, the Beatles, anything. It was the rallying cry for all these people that were trying to end apartheid. And he didn't know this, and he kind of became a laborer and was a bus driver and kind of, you know, did demolition work and kind of gave up his entire musical career. And then basically what this documentary is about, these two South Africans who try to track down what happened to this guy who went by Sugarman and this artist Rodriguez, and they tried to find him. And somebody made a documentary of these guys trying to find him, and it turned out the media had in South Africa had kind of let it be known that he had committed suicide. They didn't want this martyr, this musical martyr, to be able to speak to these people who were rallying around him. And the whole time he's just alive in Detroit. And it's obviously he's not dead because he's playing Newport Folk Festival on Sunday.
Very touching story.
Unbelievable story. And there's, for me, the other part of it is seeing him perform. He then returned to South Africa where he didn't believe that he was this famous. And there were 20,000 people a night seeing this guy. So he went from nobody knows, nobody likes my music, they've forgotten about me. But the whole time he stayed so humble and you know, I think everyone gets discovered at the right time, Bob.
How about if I play the cut, Sugar Man? It's from the soundtrack, Searching for Sugar Man, but it was on his record back in, I think, 69 on Sussex Records. This is Searching for Sugar Man.
Sugar Man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar Man, false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal. Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar Man, you're the answer that makes my questions disappear. Sugar Man, 'cause I'm weary of those double games I hear.
That's a cool production there.
Yeah, Back then, that was pretty novel when that was recorded.
Absolutely. So that's Rodriguez. He'll be at the Newport Folk Festival this weekend. So Rodriguez and Charles Bradley, you have these artists that either people didn't know or certainly in the case of Rodriguez, many people did know, but he didn't know. And there are lots of artists like that. And that's the beauty of folk music, right?
I think you know this about the festival. It's not just about us trying to continually redefine what folk music is, but at the same time paying homage and respect to artists that maybe some people have fallen behind a bit. I mean, like a Spider John Corner who's returning in the since the 60s he hasn't played. You know, the Kassoy sisters who were playing this year, they played in 1959. And that was the one and only time they played. They were the very first Newport Folk Festival. And we heard them. We heard T-Bone Burnett talking about them and how great they are on the anniversary of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which they're on the soundtrack. And we looked them up and said, hey, you want to come back? You know, and they were just like, are you kidding me? Yeah, let's do this thing. So those are the types of things that, you know, having Prez Hall come and celebrate their 50th anniversary, Preservation Hall Jazz Band to come celebrate their 50th with us. These are the types of things we want to do. You know, we want to keep the memories alive of these just unbelievably talented musicians, no matter if they're young or old, or it doesn't matter to us.
But sometimes there's last year, I think we talked about Tegan and Sarah as sort of like why are they here. People do this all the time at Newport, not just in recent Newport, but in all of,
you know, the Dylan Electric, yeah, Pixies Acoustic, you know, those things. As you know, Newport's where folk starts throwing sharp elbows to redefine what the word folk means. And people come to Newport to help put a bigger spectrum, a bigger scope on what folk music is and can be.
And your sharpest elbow this year is?
Oh, is Tune Yards. I mean, you know, and Merrill being, you know, from the area, just having her there means a lot to me. One, because I just think she's just such a remarkable talent. And I think a lot of people are going to get their minds blown when she takes the stage. I mean, just to watch her perform. I know you've seen her many times, Bob, and it's pretty amazing watching what she can do.
I think that's one of the coolest things. We have a chat room that we open up during Newport, and so we have direct connection with people and their reactions as music is happening. And so people come with a predefined notion or a favorite. Maybe people are coming to see what the heck Jackson Browne is up to these days. And then they hear someone like Tune Yards. And a lot of people, because, you know, a lot of music lovers have open minds who come to these things, get pleasantly surprised. And so they go for one thing, they walk home with another. And that's the best you can do, right?
That's Newport. I think you just, can I copyright that? Because that's Newport right there.
Absolutely. Let's. What should we play? I'm going to play. I think I'll play Business.
Yeah, you have. I was going to say, you have to play Business. Imagine this: what you're about to hear happening on the stage at Newport.
Here we go. In past years, we've joked because we have a love for Jim James, and Jim James has a love for Newport and a passion for Newport. He's played in so many configurations and different bands over the course of the years he's come to Newport. I want to see him on stage with Tune Yards.
Right. At this point, having Jim at Newport, it's like Where's Waldo? You just spot him everywhere. You know, it's he usually wins the most sets sitting Absolutely. In on most sets award every year, and I think we're going to rename it, just call it the Jim James Award. Sarah Watkins won it last year, and she's coming back, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Jim sitting with Sarah Watkins. So that might be a clashing of worlds. Worlds might melt.
That's so fantastic.
But But, you know, I do think having, if you look at a lot of the lineup, a lot of it has some of Jim's fingerprints on it. You know, he's now part of the board of advisors, and he really helps get ideas into my head. And
well, Preservation Hall Jazz Band was an odd collaboration back on a smaller stage a few years ago. They completely worked.
Oh, they blew. I mean, people, as you said, people said, why is that band here? And then when they saw, you know, Andrew Bird and Jim and Tao Seeger and all these people sitting in with them, it just introduced them to a completely new audience, which is what we try to do.
Jim James will be playing with his own band, and that's how Saturday night will end.
To me, that's a really great thing, because that was where one of those things where Jim said, I think it's time. I think the band needs to come and experience Newport, and they have a very, very special show prepared. Very special. That's
cool.
All I can tell you. No, can't let all the secrets, but it's going to be a very unique. It's not going to be like any My Morning Jacket show you've seen ever.
That's perfect.
And it's going to be pretty special and epic.
And that happens around 6 o'clock Saturday night at NPR.org. You'll be able to see it and hear it. That's kind of split between the Guthrie family reunion and that. So we will archive audio of many of these sets, full sets, but because they happen concurrently, you will see big chunks of sets, visual, but not complete. If that makes any sense,
you always make sense. Don't you know that you always make sense?
Man, I look forward to seeing you. This is going to be.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah,
I know we'll see each other at Charles Bradley. I know that we're going to see each other there. We'll see each other.
We do need one show to just make sure we.
We'll be the people sweating up front during the Charles Bradley
deal,
the
buddy.
We'll be the ones in the flame retardant suits holding fire extinguishers during Charles Bradley.
Deal, or all a cold right, drink.
Yes.
One of those. Thank you, Jay Sweet.
As always, Bob. I really appreciate it.
Be well. See you in Newport. Let's go out on some My Morning Jacket. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.
It matters to me. Took a long time to get here. If it would have been easy, I would not have cared. Like a tropical forest, like a cop on the beat, when all is in order, you get lost in the heat. I feel so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful the way I feel so wonderful, wonderful, ooh, wonderful the way I feel. Doesn't matter it to me, I could take it or leave it. I can learn from way back when and still live right now. With the sun on my shoulder and the wind in my back, I will never grow older. Not in my mind. I feel so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful the way I feel. I feel so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful the way I feel. So wonderful. Wonderful the way I feel. from what is only Spirit City.